And good morning in the Auckland studio to Jenna Todd of Time Out Bookstore.
Atumaria.
Now, Lonely Castle in the Mirror is by Mizuki Tujimura and published by Transworld.
Yes, so recently translated, the cover of this book declares The Lonely Castle in the Mirror the winner of the Japanese Booksellers Award, which is the book that Japanese booksellers most love to sell. And I think this was in 2018. So there's no one I trust more than booksellers, so I definitely wanted to pick this up. And it's about a wee girl called Kokoro. She is a Japanese middle schooler who's given up going to school. We know this is because of terrible interactions with her classmates, but we're not quite sure of the details yet. Her parents leave her at home while they're at work, and one day she notices her mirror is glowing. She reaches forward and steps inside it. Suddenly, she finds herself in a castle where she meets a wolf girl who tells her she's one of seven young people who have been invited to the castle. They can come whenever they want, but they have to look for this key. And once they find the key, they'll have whatever wish they want, the one child that finds it. And they have about a year to do it. So hopefully your eyes didn't glaze over during this magical element, but it's actually a very simple, and apart from the location, quite a domestic story. So we see everything through Kokoro's eyes as she visits this castle every day. Her and her teenage friends, the seven of them, hang out. They play video games, they talk about manga. And I feel like this is where we start having a Breakfast Club-style narrative, where we start to find out, as they get to know each other, why each kid doesn't go to school anymore. And Tsuchimura captures vividly that fear of school, that judgment, the bullying, and the castle is this very safe space for the teenagers. And so this book is quite childlike, but and it's in the adult section technically, but I think it's a good young adult's book as well, with these fairy tale references throughout. We continue to have the castle as this escapism, that battle through each day when at home. There's also a Matilda-like element to this story as well, with some beautiful, supportive characters who emerge through.
So as you say, it could be adult or it could be a young adult reader. Overall, how do you sum up your enjoyment of it?
Well, I was a bit nervous of how dark it would go. It had a reference on the back to the Virgin Suicides, which I can, for a spoiler alert, it doesn't go that grim. And people are comparing it to Sayaka Murata, and I just read her Earthlings, which was also got very dark. But it's actually quite a comforting, gentle read. I love the domestic social element of the book, and by the time the magic elements explode out in the last third of the book, you're quite hooked, and there's a surprising amount of twists and varying pacing throughout the book, but I think that's okay. It's really about human connection, it's about fear, and it's really full of heart. It's actually really lovely, and that all works because Kokoro means heart in Japanese, and so I think it's like putting a puzzle together, and once you get to the end, I felt really good after reading it, actually.
Thank you very much. We have been hearing the review of Lonely Castle in the Mirror by Mizuki Tsujimura. It is published by Transworld Publishers. Thank you to Jenna Todd of Time Out Bookstore for the review.